after all the celebrations and all the happenings, along with that, Baba is giving sustenance also, right? So when we become Brahmins, when we have Baba's knowledge, when we start to receive the understanding, the deeper understanding of Baba's knowledge, that intoxication is there, that, you know, that happiness is there, that the feeling of being flying is always there. But as we go along, we are confronted with many situations, circumstances, many of the things where we need to face, we have to face these things. So at that point in time, we need this particular power of being stable, of being immovable, becoming unshakable. As in the world also, because now at the present time, the Iron Age, at the time of Iron Age, there's lots of upheaval, lots of karmic accounts needs to be cleared. And for we Brahmins also, lot of karmic accounts need to be cleared, because we know why it has to be cleared now. We know because we have to go back home. So before going back home, all our accounts need to be cleared, right? The slate, the paper, need to be completely blank, clear of all the accounts. And that has to happen in this birth itself. And I always say, we Brahmins have the most karmic account. We have the larger amount of karmic accounts, we Brahmins, compared to the world out there, compared to the people out there. We Brahmins have a lot, piles of piles and piles of karmic accounts. Why? Because we have taken the most number of births. People who have taken one or two births are also here, but in this world, but also who have taken 84 births are also here. Right? So we, the souls, Baba's children, we have taken the most number of births, so we have to clear more karmic account. So when we see at others who are in the laukic world, sometimes we have a thought, oh, they are much more better, they have less problems in their life, they are much more happier. The reason we know why it's like that, why it's like that, we know. Do you know why it's like that? Because they are in their first or second or third or fifth birth. So their burden is much more lighter than what we are having. Right? So then, again, we have one more advantage over those people, is that we have Baba with us. And they don't have Baba with them. Right? So in spite of having all the layers of karmic accounts of 84, can't say 84, but at least 50 births of karmic accounts we have, but we have the help of Baba. But in spite of having knowledge, in spite of having Baba's help, we sometimes get shaken up. Sometimes we have doubts. Sometimes we feel it's so difficult to be in Baba's knowledge. We feel so difficult to maintain those disciplines. We feel so difficult to live in the world and then balance Brahmin life and the Laukik world, Laukik life. So many difficulties we confront with. But when we have that unshakable faith in Baba, so everything is possible. As Baba said today, in the question and answer also, and throughout the Murli also, many times Baba said this, that when we put full stop to the past, when we say past is past, then we can have that immovable and unshakable stage. This is something we need to understand in a better way. Because, okay, many times it's a present time also, but many times it's the past which hovers us, it haunts us. Might be of the life before Brahmin birth. Might be we don't think much about it, but after coming to Baba's knowledge, sometimes we hold on to certain things. Sometimes we hold on to certain situations and circumstances which make us very shaky, very things. So what the best thing to put a full stop to that past, or remain stable, one of the most important quality that we need to have to remain stable is forgiveness. Are we able to forgive the people around us? Are we able to forgive sometimes ourselves also? Sometimes it's easier to forgive the Laukik people because we know they don't have knowledge. We know they are ignorant. So it's easier to forgive those people. But are we ready to forgive the Brahmin companions? Are we able to forgive our seniors? To forgive our juniors, it's much more easier. A Brahmin soul who has come to knowledge since 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, okay, we know they don't have enough strength, then we know they don't have enough knowledge, so then it's easier to forgive them. It's okay. They are newcomers, so it's easier to forgive them. But can we forgive the seniors, our seniors, who have all the knowledge, who are very much experienced in this path, and that's a big challenge. And we need to learn to do that. Because why it becomes difficult to forgive the people who are much more knowledgeable than us is because we look up towards them. Oh, they are the ones who give us inspirations. They are the ones who, you know, motivate us. We take a lot of things from them. And then when a situation arises, when they act in a particular way, or they give decisions in a particular way which is not, which we feel, which I feel, which is not appropriate, then our respect towards them just comes down. And then there is shaking happens. Will I be able to continue with this Brahmin life? Will I be able to continue the same level of relationship with that person? So that becomes a big question. So, but in this particular situation, when we see that Baba says, in each scene of the drama, there is benefit. There is benefit. Because it's not the people around who are doing it, it's the drama, right? When we look as a whole, as a drama, so then it's easier for us to accept whatever is happening to me, whatever his, whatever the decisions they have taken, whatever the situations I have to go through, it's easier to accept. Not looking at the person, not looking at the seniority of the person, not looking at someone, okay, this person's decision is wrong. No. Let us look at the drama as a whole. Okay? In this scene of the drama might be, this is something which has come to teach me a lot. Teach me a lesson. So when I have faith in the drama, when I have faith in Baba, so then I will be stable. I'll be stable. One of the stories that I came across few months ago, it really struck me, you know. One of the Buddhist monk, he was young and he was doing a lot of tapasya, he was doing a lot of penance, and he was well known in that area. He was very, you know, very sober, very well mannered and very good person, and he was well known in that area because of his knowledge, deep knowledge and well mannerism and all those things. He was very well known. He was very young. In one of the houses, there was a teenager girl, and she got in relationship with some other guy who was, like, you know, in that area, and she got pregnant. And now, when she got pregnant and the parents asked her who was it, then because of that fear within, she didn't say the real thing, but she said this monk was responsible for it. So then when the child was born to that girl, the child was taken to that monk and handed over to him, because this child is yours, so take care of him. Take care of the child. The monk didn't respond. Like, you know, he was not shocked. He was not, you know, it is such a defamation. It's such a great blame. Blame of character for a monk. Okay, you have done this and this child is yours. And he was so silent. And he just responded, "Is it so?" And he accepted the child and he started to take care of the child. And when the monk started to take care of the child, and this girl obviously would feel guilty, right? Oh, this, he is such a pious person, the monk is such a good person, but in spite of his goodness, I have blamed him and have put a spot on his character. So she used to feel very guilty. And after a few days, she realized her mistake, and then she said, "No, this is not his mistake, it was my mistake, this is what has really happened." And she explained the truth, and then the parents came to know about the truth, and then the parents went up to the monk along with the girl, and they said, "Sorry, please forgive us for all this, whatever we have done." And the monk just said, "Oh, is it so?" So then handed over the child back to the parents. So might be just a story, but you know, the stage of that monk, the mental stage of that monk was really so stable, so stable. So when we compare ourselves with these things, so small situation, small circumstances, when they come, we just react. We just, you know, yell out, or, you know, we just say, "Why this is happening? This should not have been happening." So we have all types of questions. We try to protect ourselves. We try to prove ourselves. We try to say, "Oh, this is what is right. This is what is wrong." But when we understand the scene of the drama, then everything is easy to accept. Everything is easy to accept. Because why it becomes difficult to accept the situation because it's our own expectations. It's our own ambitions. It's our ego which is working, and that's why we are not able to accept the situations as they are. So to accept, we need to let go of our egos. Who are we? Who are we? We are just souls, right? Okay, on one side, Baba gives us all the self-respect points. You are Master Almighty Authority. You are Master Knowledgeful. That, this. Yeah, that self-esteem we need to maintain. That self-respect we need to maintain. But along with that, when it comes to performing our roles, performing our actions, that amount of humility should also be there. Humility. When I have that humility, when can I have that humility, is when I surrender my intellect to Baba. The surrendering of intellect to Baba is very much important, because in this confluence age is the only time, this birth is the only time that I surrender myself to God. Because I know who God is, I have the complete introduction of who He is, so this is the only time that I surrender myself to God. And that is the safest way also. Because why am I saying it's the safest way? Why is it the safest way to surrender our intellect to God? We don't have to think much. Because so much of upheaval happens in our lives because of our last birth, when we have to clear all our karmic accounts, so much of things are coming and going, so much of many things are happening, but then it's safer for me to be under the canopy of Baba, to completely surrender to Baba, because I make Him my master, so I'm just a puppet. I'm just a Baba's puppet, and however Baba wants me to do, whatever Baba wants me to do, I'm just doing, without using much of my intellect. This is what we learn from Mama as well. Mama being the administrative head of the organization, even having all that authority of knowledge and that post, she had that surrender intellect for Baba. And that made her to go number one, right? So when we don't surrender our intellect to Baba, then we always have lot of questions. Oh Baba, I have been in knowledge for such a long time. In spite of that, this is not happening, that is not happening. People are not recognizing me. People are not giving me so much of respect. That, this, all types of ambitions and expectations. So I need to let go of that as well. In this birth, this is the birth of renunciation. We have to remember that. The more the renunciation in this birth, the bigger the position in the golden age. What did Brahma Baba do? Brahma Baba also renounced everything, right? When we say Brahma Baba lived in a hut, in spite of having so much of money, even in spite of dedicating everything, all his money to the yajna, he never expected that he has to live in the palace. Sometimes we say, oh, I have given so much to the yajna, I have done so much service to the yajna, but people don't respect me, people don't give me proper facilities. But when we see Brahma Baba, did he expect anything? He gave away all his earnings. He gave away everything But even after giving away everything, he lived in a hut. He never expected that he want to live in the new building that was being constructed. No. That is for the children. That is for the children. But I live very simple life. So that amount of renunciation, that's why Baba says, when we become beggars here, then only we can become prince and princess in the golden age. Right? My effort, my internal stage, or whatever Baba wants me to do, I need to completely focus on those things. But if I, whatever I get, facilities I get or not, respect I get or not, people recognize me or not, does it matter? Does it matter? It should not matter actually. So that level of body consciousness, we need to just, just let go of that body consciousness. Just burn away that body consciousness. That level of efforts we need to make. Just nothing. I'm nothing. I'm just a point of light. When I stay in this state, then all, whatever the name, recognition, everything I want, I just let go of that. I'm just a point of light. And that's why Baba says, to stabilize in that stage, Baba says, die a living death. Die a living death. I'm dead from the world. When I'm dead from the world, nothing matters to me. Nothing matters to me. It's just Baba, Baba's world and Baba's love that matters to me. That's it. So that level of effort, dissolve that body consciousness, dissolve that identity, dissolve that ego, and just being soul conscious. And then I can take that responsibility for our own lives. Because, on one hand is that dissolving that ego, dissolving that body consciousness. On the other hand is the understanding of the drama, why this is happening in my life. Because nothing happens in our life without a reason. Nothing happens without a reason, right? Even if I'm going on the road, somebody comes and just kicks me and goes off. If I have a question, why did he only kick me, not others? I know Baba has given me that knowledge because I had that karmic account with that person. Without my fault, this incident has happened. It has come to clear, and a very beautiful message that Mohini Ben, during this last Thursday, she gave a very beautiful message from Baba, because Diwali is the time when we clear our old accounts and start with the new accounts, and many situation comes, and we say, oh, this is not beneficial. Through our eyes, we feel it is not beneficial. But drama cannot be without benefit at all. There is some benefit behind each and every scene. So we just need to take it that way. Oh, I'm clearing that account. The old account is getting finished and the new account is going to start. So this is the confluence age, is the time that where we clear all our old accounts and start the new accounts. When these situations are happening, when these incidents are happening, we might feel very disheartened. We might feel very sad. But then when we look behind the scene, it's always beneficial. It's always beneficial. For that, at that time, we need to just have patience, that's all. You know, if something happens which we don't like, which I don't like, or somebody reacts in a way which I don't like, so then we immediately react to that situation, then we lose a lot. We lose a lot. At that time, little bit of patience. And just hang on to Baba at that time. And just hold on to yourself. And then after few days, maybe after few hours, we can become normal. Because if I get that impact of that situation and I react in a very good, very bad way, then a great loss can happen to our lives. Each one of us might confront with such situation. In my life also, there was a situation where I really wanted to get out of here. Something happened few years ago, maybe 6-8 years ago. And some decisions from the seniors came up like that. So I was so hurt. I was so, you know, like stuck with that sorrow. I really wanted to run away from here. I just, you know, I was so angry. It's not my mistake. So why are they saying like this? I just want to get out of from here, go to the Laukik world. But then I just cooled myself. I sat in meditation for 4 hours every day in Baba's room, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening, and just cooled myself, told myself, talked to myself, and you know, and then stabilized my stage. Because at that time, in that anger, in that agitation, if I take a wrong step for my life, then I will always regret later. I might regret later. So then I just sat and talked to Baba, talked to myself, and cool myself. And then after 15 days, I was normal. After 15 days. So there might be some situations would come. But then we need to have a little bit of patience, little bit of, you know, just holding on to it. And then cooling is very much necessary, because if we react immediately, it might harm me only. It will not harm others. It will not harm the yagya, because yagya is Baba's, and Baba's yagya will never be harmed anyway. It is my life which will be harmed always. Right? So just hold it. Putting a break and just hold on to it. And then, you know, might be there's so much of anger within, so much of agitation within. But then when it gradually cools down, then I understand the benefit of that situation. We understand that later, not before. Because in that anger, Everything becomes blind. And that needs, again, that deep tapasya also we need to have. You know? And also faith in Baba is also very much necessary, and faith in the instruments. Many times we have faith in Baba, but faith in the instruments we need to have. Faith in the... Because we have faith in Baba, Baba's knowledge, okay, everything is okay, but do we have faith in the instruments? They are also effort makers. No? They are also effort makers, and also might be with me that particular karmic account is there that needs to be clear, and Baba has made that person as instrument. No? So I need to respect Baba's decision there. It's not that I'm looking at that person as an individual, but it is Baba's decision who has made that person as an instrument, that person as a senior there. So I need to respect Baba's decision. So then life becomes much more easier. And the next thing that really helps to make us stable is easy nature. Being easy in our behavior, being easy in our interaction with the people. Because you know, if we are, there are two things. One is flexibility and another is determination or stability. Right? We need to understand in what terms we need to be flexible and in what terms we have to be determined or stable. In terms of our principles, in terms of our discipline, we need to be determined. We can't compromise on our purity. We can't compromise on our purity of food. We can't compromise on our Amrit Vela Yoga. We can't compromise on Murli. We can't be flexible in those. Oh, okay, if I don't eat pure food today, that's okay. We can't compromise on those things, right? We need to be very firm. We need to be very determined in those terms, or in the terms of principles and discipline. But in terms of any taste, in terms of any, you know, other things, we can always be flexible. Instead of putting a white curtain, I can always put a yellow curtain. It's a matter of taste. Right? We can always be flexible. If other person wants to do it another way, well and good. I can't say, no, you have to put this type of curtain. You have to decorate in a particular way. There I can always be flexible because it's not creating any harm. Right? Each one's taste is different. Each one's idea is different, and each one's way of doing that particular task is different. So I can't be stubborn and say, no, you have to do it according to what I say. No. Right? So we need to understand those things. But if we are not easy on those terms, then life becomes much more difficult. Because when we are working with the gathering, when we are doing service with the gathering, we have to get along with other person's taste and ideas, take them along, and then we can achieve the things. So then we have to be very easy in those terms. Understanding other person's sanskars, understanding other person's culture, understanding other person's taste, then accordingly I need to mold myself. And then we can take the gathering, take the people along with us. Then we can, otherwise, you know, and when we say being stable or being immovable, you know that the strength, even the power of the, there's a strength of the gathering as well, right? If in a gathering there's a difference of opinion, if there is so much difference of ideas and difference of all the opinions, then even in spite of all the difference, if we are able to be together, we are able to love each other, we are able to respect each other, and that is the power of the gathering, power of cooperation. That is the strength, right? So, this strength we need to maintain in the gathering, the power of love. And also, for being stable and immovable in the situations, power of love works like a miracle. Like a miracle. Just like the power of forgiveness works like a miracle, in the same way, power of love works like a miracle. When I was speaking about forgiveness, sometimes we forgive people superficially. Superficially we forgive. Sometimes, you know, okay, I forgive you. But internally, from the heart, are we able to forgive? If somebody misbehaves with me, okay, according to my knowledge, I say, okay, I forgive that person. But internally, at the back of the mind, I always think, one day, Baba will give the return of to that person because of the karma. You know, that type of a thought, if there, it's there in the back of our mind, is that real forgiveness? Is that real forgiveness? Because that feeling of agitation is there, na? That person has said something wrong to me or done something wrong. So superficially I'm forgiving on the basis of knowledge, but back of my mind I'm saying, see, one day Baba will show him, give him the return of that karma. Internally I'm cursing, but externally I'm smiling and forgiving that person. Is this a real forgiveness? Is this a real forgiveness? No. Internally also, I need to forgive from inside. So how are we going to forgive? How are we going to forgive? Just by saying, I forgive you, that's sufficient? Is it sufficient or something else we need to do? Baba says, give blessings. Give blessings. Right? So we bless the people whom we love the most. We bless them. Oh, let the person get all fulfilled, let all the desires of the person get fulfilled. Let that person achieve all the success in the world. Like this. We bless the people whom we love the most. But the people who have hurt us, can we bless them? The people who have hurt us, the people who have given us sorrow, can we bless them? Can we bless them? Yes. As Brahmins, we can do it. It's our choice. It's our choice. If I choose to bless them, I can always bless them. But I need to let go of that ego. Ego is not allowing me to bless. Because if I don't let go of that ego, I will always say, okay, I'll forgive. But internally, I can't let go of that hurt. Na? I can't let go of that thing, sorrow. And so internally, I'm always saying, oh, one day that person will see. Incidentally, according, it's just a coincidence, it might be after two or three weeks, if that person meets with an accident, what would I say? See, that person had did like this to me, na? That's why it has happened like that. I'm feeling internally happy because that person met with an accident and that person had misbehaved with me 3 weeks ago. Is this right? Is this right? No. So this also I need to let go of. Be merciful. Baba says, be merciful. No matter however they behave with me, be merciful. That how can we be merciful towards those people? Just thinking that they are under the influence of Maya. And that's why they are behaving like that. They are weak souls. And when we think of like that, and then we can have mercy and take that power from Baba and give to those people. Give sakash to those people. and give that love to those souls. And this is the real blessing. This is how we can bless others. The power of blessings. Blessings has immense power. And that's why even on the path of devotion, they say, you have to take the blessings of your parents. You have to take the blessings of your elders. There's immense power in blessings. Not only from our elders, but everyone we need to take those blessings. So if I want to receive blessings, the best way is give blessings to others. Constantly giving that vibrations of love, vibrations of forgiveness, vibrations of those good wishes towards everyone. As Baba says, those who behave well with us, it's easier to behave well with them. When anyone smiles to me, it's easier to smile back. But those who misbehave with us, with them also, can we behave properly? This is a challenge. Right? And that we need to hold on to that behavior, that consciousness, that attitude, because we are the ancestor souls. We are the bestowers. Right? So that consciousness we always need to be aware of. Yes, we are the ancestor souls. If I don't give, who else will give? To the whole world, I am the ancestor. So I need to give and give. If I do something little bit wrong, that will affect the whole tree. So then I have to be very cautious. Very cautious. Coming under agitation, coming under that anger, I do a little bit of mistake that vibrates to the whole world. That's why Baba says, "Now you children are the ancestor souls, feel that responsibility." When we feel that responsibility, then we can give more. Then we don't not only think of our own lives, but we constantly think of the world. Think of the world. Because this is the birth which is very incognito for us. Can you just imagine the people who are sitting here? In some of the previous births, there were prince and princesses, there were kings and rulers and emperors. Right? Don't you feel so? Yes? 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 So, once upon a time, we were that. Now we are sitting here in a very, very, very ordinary form. Very ordinary form. We feel that, right? We are in a very odd, and this is an incognito birth. This is an incognito birth. And this birth is the birth of renunciation, birth of bestowing to the world. This birth is not for ourselves. Okay? We have to uplift ourselves from being tamopradhan to satopradhan. That's okay. That's there. But if I say, okay, being in this knowledge for such a long time, I need name, fame, recognition, everything in this, that is not for us. That is not for us. This birth is the birth of renunciation. Give away everything. Give away even the identity of our own self. When I renounce myself on that level, then only I can become a bestower. If I say, I want this, I want that, I want this, my desires are not fulfilled. So how can I fulfill the desires of others? If somebody wants something, take it. If somebody wants anything, take it. I don't want anything. So when I have that consciousness of incognito, because this birth is a birth of renunciation, nothing is there in this birth. So then it's easier to be stable. It's easier to be unshakable. Why sometimes we shake? Is because some desire is there which is not fulfilled, and then we start to shake. Then we start to say, oh, this is very difficult. So we need to get rid of that desire also. Baba says, have elevated desire. What is that elevated desire that we need to have? Elevated desire of becoming Satupradhan. Elevated desire of helping others. Elevated desire of becoming complete. Getting rid of all our weaknesses and vices. That elevated desire we need to have, but not the worldly desire. Right? So I'm nothing but zero. That feeling of nothing, nothingness. At the same time, that self-esteem also need to be there. In this birth, I'm nothing. I'm just Baba's child. But also, on a soul level, I'm Master Almighty Authority. I am Master Knowledgeful. This self-esteem, self-respect we need to maintain, but physically, I'm nothing. It's okay if people don't recognize me. It's okay people don't give that much respect to me. That's okay. But I know who has identified me. God has made me belong to Him. When I have that deep love for Baba, when I experience that deepness of Baba's love, everything else is secondary. Everything else is secondary. That completeness. Baba always says, be content. When I'm content in myself, then that also brings stability. When I'm not content, then always upheaval is there. Content in all terms. In everything that's happening. Even content with my own role. If I say, I'm not content with my role. Hope I was born in Bharat. I hope I knew Hindi. Hope I would... Means, whatever birth I have got in this birth, I'm content in that. Because whatever role I'm having, it's my karma, right? It's my karma. Karmic account is there. So content with our own roles. If there's no contentment, then always that dissatisfaction will create frustration within us. A few years ago when Baba used to have personal meetings, Baba was meeting Madhuban Nivasis personally. Baba used to speak for 5 minutes to each, 3 to 5 minutes to each of the Madhuban Nivasis. There was a program that was made to meet Bab Dada with all the Madhuban Nivasis. And Baba started to ask one brother, are you content with your effort? In front of Baba, everyone will say, no, Baba, I'm not content. I need to make more efforts. That, like this. Each one of us know that we are not content with our efforts. Hope I would do lot of more yoga. Something discontentment is there regarding our efforts. One of a brother came in front of Baba. Brother Ramshlok, might be some of you might knowing. Brother Ramshlok came in front of Baba. And Baba asked the same question to that brother. Are you content with your efforts? Then the brother said, yes, Baba, I'm completely content with my efforts. Baba smiled. Are you really content? Then he said, yes, Baba. Then he started to say, do you know why I'm content with my efforts? Because if it is this time that I'm supposed to take 56th rank, 56th number, no matter how much effort I do, I can't take 55th number. Is it so? Right? Is it? Right? No matter how much more effort I do, from 56, I can't take 55th number. So, whatever effort I'm making, I'm content with that. Nice explanation, right? So, if I say, oh, I'm content. One, when we look at the positive side of it, it's nice. Okay, 56th number, if I'm destined to take, I can't take 55 number, so whatever effort, whatever is destined, it will happen. But I can't say, oh, if it is destined to happen, make effort, I'll make effort. I can't say that. We need to make our efforts. If I'm destined to wake up at Amritvela, I'll wake up. I can't say that, right? We need to make efforts to reach our goals. On one side, we need to be content with our roles, with the whatever situations we are in. But another thing is, we need to strive for the betterment of our lives also, betterment of our quality of efforts. The efforts and contentment, these two needs to be balanced along with that. So that contentment of whatever I am, whatever Baba is giving to me, if I'm completely satisfied, then there's that, I can just sink in to it and then I can absorb. Because as Baba says, contentment draws other qualities also. The last thing that I want to share with all of you is, have deep love for Baba. Because it's only with Baba's help and Baba's love we can overcome with all the challenges, we can overcome all the situations. One of the incidents in Mahabharata war, I always remember that after the finish of Mahabharata war, what happened? Krishna was the charioteer, right? He used to ride the chariot of Arjuna. Arjuna was behind. It was a rule. It's a rule, actually. When they get down, the charioteer, the one who rides the chariot, should get down first and help the master to get down. Just like, you know, drivers get down first and then help the master to get down the car. So it's a rule in the olden days that the charioteer, the one who rides the chariot, should get down first and then help the master to get down. So after the 18th day of Mahabharata war, Krishna was supposed to get down, but Krishna asked Arjuna to get down. You get down first, then I'll get down. Then Arjuna said, why? This is not the rule. The rule is you have to get down first. And I said, no, you get down first now. Then, okay, he listened to Krishna and Arjuna got down first. And as soon as Krishna got down, the whole chariot just became pieces and it got destroyed. And Arjuna was really astonished. Why did this happen? Then he said, actually, during this 18 days of war, facing the arrows of Bhishma Pitamaha, facing the arrows of Dronacharya, all the dignitaries were on the Kaurav side. Right, so facing these arrows, this chariot had already become into pieces. But it is through my power I held the chariot together. The power of Krishna, the power of Krishna held the chariot together. So now, if Krishna would get on first, the chariot would become going to pieces. So he asked Arjuna to get on first, and then as soon as Krishna got down, it became pieces. So this is the power of God. Who are we? We are Arjunas, right? taking the directions from God, taking the Srimat of God, following God's Srimat, we are all Arjunas. And when we follow Baba's Srimat accurately, that is our protection. No matter what the situation would come, what the problems would come to us, there is God to protect us. God is holding us. God, we are under the canopy of God's power. So no matter whatever happens, just be immersed in Baba's love and don't leave Baba's Srimat. When we constantly follow Baba's Srimat and experience that Baba's love deeply, that is the greatest protection for our life and we can always be stable. Okay? Om Shanti.
शिव पिता को अब याद करो ये संगम का स्वर्णिम युग है शिव पिता फिर से आया
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।